20 to 24 degrees.
Thanks, Simon. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 23rd of July. The general synopsis at midnight, low Faroes 1008, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Zira, south at Zira, 40s. Northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Cromartie, Forth, Tyne. North or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Cromartie and Forth. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dogger, Fisher. North or northwest, veering northeast for a time at first in Fisher, 3 to 5. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in southeast, decreasing 3 at times later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, north or northwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Thames, Dover, White. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest, 3 to 5 later. Showers, becoming thundery for a time, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth. North or northwest, 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 at first. Showers, perhaps becoming thundery for a time, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, then veering northerly later. Showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Fitzroy, Seoul. Northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 in far southeast of Fitzroy, becoming variable 3 or less in far west. Showers, perhaps thundery at first in east, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Irish Sea. Showers, perhaps thundery at first in Lundy, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast Malin, then backing southerly or southwesterly later in Shannon, Rockall and Bailey. Showers becoming mainly fair later, good, occasionally poor in Hebrides and Bailey and moderate elsewhere. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 in southeast Iceland, and westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4 elsewhere. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Let's move on to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest by west, 3. 3 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Stornoway, west-southwest, 3. Recent drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1,011, rising slowly. Lerwick, west by south, 2. Mist, 2 miles, 1,010, rising slowly. Lucas, west-southwest, 3. 6 miles, 1,012, rising slowly. Bridlington, west-northwest, 2. 1,011, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 4, 11 miles, 1,012. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 4, 5 miles, 1,013. Jersey, northwest, 2, 32 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 3, 11 miles, 1,013. Scilly Automatic, northwest, 2. 9 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Valentia, north by west, 1. 9 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west-northwest, 2. Mist, 3 miles, 1,014, rising slowly. Malin Head, west by north, 3. Slight showers, 7 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday, the 23rd of July. The general situation, the United Kingdom will lie in a showery northwesterly airflow during the next 24 hours. However, pressure will gradually rise from the west and as a consequence, the showers will die out in western areas during this evening and tonight. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable, but mainly westerly in north, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west or northwest, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northwest, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north or northwest, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northwesterly, veering northerly or northeasterly, 2 to 4, then backing northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 3 or 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, north or northwest, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northwest, 2 or 3, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming north or northwest, 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, becoming fair later in east. Good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North, 2 to 4, backing northwest, 4 or 5 for a time. Showers, perhaps thundery at first. Good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first and 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 for a time, except in Solway Firth. Showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 for a time, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 in far south, but increasing 6 at times in North Channel. Showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Channel. Showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in far south, becoming variable 2 at times in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest 2 to 4, veering northwest 3 to 5 for a time. Occasional drizzle or showers, fog patches in far north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in far north. Finally, Shetland Isles, variable 3 or less, becoming west or northwest 3 or 4. Fog patches, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. In a couple of minutes, Farming Today continues its discussion about farmers' well-being and hears about some therapies on offer. That's after Prayer for the Day with Steve Taylor.
Good morning. I've always been fascinated by how time seems to flow at different speeds in different situations. For example, it seems to go slowly when we're bored and seems to speed up as we get older. Once I had a car accident in which a few seconds seemed to stretch out into minutes. However, I've always been aware that in a sense, time doesn't really exist. The future never comes. We just create it in our minds when we anticipate events or make plans. Likewise, the past no longer exists. It only remains in our memory or in recordings of events. We are always in the present, even when we think about the future or the past. There's something liberating about this. If we're ever worried about the future or feel negative emotions like bitterness or regret about the past, we can always reorientate ourselves in the present. We can focus our attention on our surroundings, on the people and objects around us, and on our perceptions and experiences. As the present becomes more real, our worrying thoughts will fade away. Or as I've expressed it poetically, when the future is full of dread and the past is full of regret, where can we take refuge except in the present? When maelstroms of tormenting thoughts push back the barricades of our sanity, the present is the calm center where we can rest. And slowly, as we rest there, niggling thoughts and fears dissolve, like shadows shrinking under the midday sun, until we don't need refuge anymore. So today, let's orientate ourselves in the present, the calm center between the future and the past. Blessings.
That was Prayer for the Day with Steve Taylor. It's 6:15. Now, Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Today, battery storage sites for green energy production in the countryside. Are they essential development or could they be dangerous? One academic wants the government to impose a moratorium.
The first thing they should do is pause all of this mad rush to build and put in place a proper system of safety standards and regulation and decide who is responsible for monitoring the safety and the whole thing, not just for the operators, but especially for the people who live in the vicinity.